Want more? Give me more. I'm a whore. Suddenly my alley queen. Globs of greed and globs of death. Blobs of blood on a steel white breast. Rotting men are gonna rot tonight in the glare of bright street light. Give me more. Want more? Give me more. I'm a whore. Want more? I'm singing like a lover, and I'm talking like a friend. Now don't you think that this could never end? There was passion, pleasure, a passion for more. Passion for the things that would drop you to the floor. Now stand up and look out, you kamikaze queen. Yeah, I wanna touch your dirty little thing. I'm singing like a lover, I'm talking like a friend. Now don't you think that this could never end? This could never end. Jitty more, I'm a whore. Want more? Give me more. I'm a whore. Sadeline, my alley queen. A vicious lover coming. Lay with me on my sheets. That was so unclean. Cause it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Old men are out the door and young boys are bludgeoning toys. Now stay away from alleyways. Give me more. Want more? Give me more. I'm a whore. Want more? Hold yourself hard upon my killing floor. Then taste the tender lace before you're out the door. There was passion, pleasure, passion for more. And passion for the things that would drop you to the floor. Kamikaze lover. Kissing with the king, working on your pleasures. You did a little thing. You did a little thing. Sadly, my alley queen.
Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And what a way to start the show with a little bit of Jim Cummings' latest Jim is a Whore. It's such a hot song, and I am just getting way too hot listening to that Brain Eater. So I'm pretty excited, so hopefully we'll hear a little bit more. He was actually at the Bowie Glam Ball last week, and he had all these girls come out all dressed up and paper, and they tore each other's paper off. It's pretty hot, actually. I saw the Facebook pictures and wished I was at the show, and it was pretty awesome. But tonight we are going to be talking about lots of sexy things, and I've got a very special guest on. I've got Laska from Sex Ed with a Twist on our show, and we're going to be talking about the survival guide, how to survive the taboo Naughty But Nice show, because there's a lot of really cool things there, and there's some stuff that's not so cool, and how can you communicate with your partner so that you can get the best of the whole world, because I think, baby, the world is your oyster out there. So I think we should embrace it, seize it. But first, we start with what do we want? So joining me tonight is Laska. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. I haven't had you on for a while. Last time,
it's been almost a year, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the show last year was in January,
That's right.
So with the... Yeah, I guess it is. That's pretty wild, actually.
I know. This is going to be, the ninth year, and it's in November this year, because due to the Olympics.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, unfortunately, everything for any conventions as of, I think, mid-January is completely shut down, so they had to move it to November.
Wow.
Yeah, but the ninth year, my gosh, I remember the first year, and it's the ninth.
How has it changed in all these years, do you find, in the most ways?
I think, well, the first year was always the most exciting because it was so, wow, look, mm-hmm. we can actually have a show. I think nowadays people are kind of excited about going to it because it gives an opportunity for couples to go together and actually check things out together.
Mm-hmm.
Where stores are still, especially in Vancouver, there's only a few stores that actually allow samples out or the education or more information. So, you know, we don't have this sort of availability for stores.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know that the reason why we don't have a lot of stores is we have old laws here. We're not allowed to have sex stores.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. There's rules based on the city of Vancouver that you have to be so many, like, blocks away from a school, from, like, daycare centers, from different community centers. So, you know how tight everything is in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That there's only like a little tiny little spaces, and half of those aren't even retail outlets, so it's a catch 22, which is, and even I hear in Surrey they're having problems with that too, like, because that's still considered Langley and Surrey is farming community, and then adult novelties is considered adult. They can't, all the zoning and everything, so there's lots of, you know, legalities to open up anything on a sexual level, whether it's a store or a education facility. You know, anything to do with sex.
So, in other words, people should come to the show this weekend and
yes,
check it out.
The show, because they can come with their partner
mm-hmm.
and they can see things and, you know, be together instead of, you know, it's like the store sometimes just guys that go in or the home parties, the girls always seem to go.
Mm-hmm. Even though I've always wanted to do a couple's home party, I thought that could be kind
it's
of wild.
A blast.
Yeah, I thought it'd be really fun because you get the mixed energy, but I can understand too where sometimes if there's another couple there, sometimes
yeah.
that could be really charged, or other times it may be a little bit uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Especially if you're trying to explore something that you haven't explored yet in your
yes.
bedroom.
And that's what's really great about the show, because you can just go with your partner. You don't have to go with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go with other couples. So that's what's really good, I think, about the show. And wow, 9 years. I mean, they're still running strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, believe it or not, we have the biggest attendances in Vancouver.
Out of
all
even
the other
Toronto?
Shows. No. It's in Vancouver. Can you believe that? It's not Calgary, Edmonton, Red Deer. They're now starting in Ottawa and Winnipeg. They have shows in Ottawa, yeah, London, Ontario, Brampton, and it's Vancouver is the most popular for attendance.
That's wild.
So,
do you think we're just a little bit more open on the West Coast? Because I've always thought we're a little cliquey and cold in some ways. And I'm just quoting people who have said that because I've born and raised here.
Yeah, so am I. You know, from doing parties and seeing people talking about sex, I think people here are more adventurous. I think because we have, like, the outdoors and we have so many, you know, a lot of innovative things that happen in Vancouver, I think people are like, well, if I go and I try to understand something, maybe that'll answer my questions. I think people will be they want to educate themselves. They don't just sit back and wait for things to happen in the city. I think, you know, in a relationship, they realize you've got to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, really, sex is, to be honest, it's kind of like a business. You've got to still work at it. You've got to put the effort into keeping things alive and keeping things happening.
I think so, especially with the relationship, it's key because people get complacent after a while.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I don't know. I've always found it gets better with time. Practice makes perfect, but you want to have variations.
Oh, absolutely. And mm-hmm. as our bodies change, we always are looking for something just to change things up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
just to, you know, keep everything in tune, I call it, as well.
So what would be a good way if, say I was going to bring a partner to the show, it may not be the best place for a first date.
Well, believe it or not, you think so, but then every year I meet somebody
mm-hmm.
that I know and they happen to be on their first date. So, you know, it's a catch 22. It's funny, like, you know, even though I would say no, but yet I've seen people that are into that. So everybody's so different. I think you have to go with what you feel is right.
That's,
you know,
true.
Like, if you feel that it's like maybe against some sort of belief of
mm-hmm.
yours, then maybe that's not right for you. But then there's other people who think that would be the best place to have a first date. So I think in Vancouver especially, I've seen lots of first dates. So everybody's different.
That is true. I think it's if you are doing it for your first date, it's one of those ones that communication is really, really key.
Yeah.
So that there's no confusion in terms of how the date's going to end at the end. So.
That's right.
Because all I can say is looking at all the toys, going to some of the talks, like the ones about BDSM and things like that, or perhaps one of my favorites is going to the bus and actually swinging upside down on the pole. But, you know, there's a lot of kid in me, too, so I kind of like all that stuff. It's almost like erotic foreplay of the mind, where you get to kind of get your senses kind of getting to touch things, taste things, because there's like the little food booths. Last time I remember, there was like breast cupcakes and,
yes.
Yeah, very phallic-shaped things, too, that actually tasted pretty good. So,
yeah.
It was quite lovely, actually, and I do think chocolate's good for the soul.
Oh, absolutely.
So it can be pretty fun. So there's such a variety of things just to explore and play that sometimes that could be hard at the end of the night if it was a first date to say, well, I don't know if I'm ready for this yet.
That's true.
But at the same time, it could build a lot of anticipation, especially if you spent the entire day there.
That's true, yeah. I think, you know, as a couple going in together, that there's just so much to take in that people should just kind of go in. First, get the program guide, because the seminars and even the stage presentations, they always seem to change. So you want to get the program on the day when you go in, and then go through it, and especially go through things, because that's what it's all about, is that this is the chance to touch, feel, like you said, taste. So you get to kind of experiment without buying and then opening everything up.
Yeah.
So, you know, and just taking it all in, because, you know, I find it quite fascinating just sit there in the corner and watch people, because some people are dressed in the most amazing outfits.
It sounds better than me. I think last couple times, I didn't go last year, I don't believe, but I did go the year before. And my girlfriends and I all dressed like sexy schoolgirls to take notes about all the things that were out there.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It was very fun. Granted, we went on the last day and actually spent most of our time trying on shoes and buying little cute little costumes.
Oh, nice.
Because sometimes that can be really fun, too. So going with the girlfriends was really fun, but it ended up being more like a shopping excursion because we like to play dress-up. It's just a little bit more the adult version nowadays.
Well, yeah, because when you're with your girlfriends, too, I don't think you'd be going to all the seminars and being paying so much attention like if you were with your partner. Then you would want to listen in and get more of the educational part because you're there for a different purpose.
That is true. Although I did go to one of the lectures one time when I used to write for Urban Trends, and we went to one of the BDSM ones in terms of bondage and just different ways to wrap somebody up and just different ways to do it with just basic household things. I think it was Jennifer from Libido Events who was the guinea pig for that, where she was the Vanna White, where she just put her wrists out and was like, here, and that kind of thing. So that was interesting, but we'd actually gone because she didn't want to go with her boyfriend to buy her first vibrator. So we went around, and we ended up not going there. She ended up going to a store, and I should have referred her to you because you're so awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And at the time, though, I hadn't met you yet, though. So, but we ended up getting faux fur handcuffs at one of the booths, which I thought was really cool. She brought them home to surprise her boyfriend. So some novelty things, but really wasn't sure what to buy because there were just so many different types, and it was really hard to, you know, where it's kind of the giddy thing because, of course, we're going together, but, and I wasn't really familiar, well-versed at all, so I wasn't really sure what to say at that. So, do you ever get girls who it's their first time sometimes?
For the shows? That's when the reason why they go there is to actually meet someone like myself who does the home parties, or just kind of get a feel for it, or, to be honest, also, the show is a really good venue to buy some of the cheaper items. So if you want to try something out, there's always some really good show specials without breaking the bank, and then getting more education, then buying something that you really like, right? And that's where I meet a lot of first-timers as well. But I think with the show being around for 9 years, I think it's really turned into more of the couples coming to really look for something different and to help enhance. Because really, to be honest, first-timers just I've never ever touched a vibrator. I don't know about it. They'll come and look, pick up all the information, but not make really too much decisions.
Mm. Are those the ones that email later?
Yes, okay. They are. Yeah. So with the show, and it's overwhelming too because it's so busy. So it's really good to try and touch and feel. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can gather a lot of information as a first timer. But I've noticed that there's a lot more couples that come, and they've come years before and years because you can only absorb so much information. Like you were talking about the bondage. Well, now I saw that there's going to be, you know, putting, using toys in different scenarios on the seminar list. And don't forget, all those seminars are not 100% confirmed until the date of. So I just read it on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of them are going to be more like, you know, advancing sexual positions to, you know, how do you use toys together? So that's even more than just understanding how a vibrator works. Mm-hmm. So there's like this process. But even myself, I have to be very honest, like I've been doing this for 9 years, I'm always learning something new, whether it's the product or just how the shape of our bodies can change and how that position can change.
I was just going to ask you about that. About maybe 3 weeks ago during the Vancouver International Film Festival, I saw a movie called Petals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting. It was a gentleman, Nick Karras, who I had on the show. He had taken pictures of women's vulvas. It started off with his girlfriend because she wanted to get labiaplasty. So, and he wanted to show her, because he was a commercial photographer, how beautiful he found her. And so he found, by shooting in black and white, eventually he was able to convey where she was able to understand how he thought she was really beautiful and see herself that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up showing the pictures to one of her girlfriends, who asked him if he would do the same, where she could sit for him and model. So he did the same thing. She took it to one of her women's groups, which was really cool. And with that, she ended up getting all these women who had dealt with sexual violence and abuse. Actually, a lot of them in the group wanted to get their pictures taken with him. So through that, he ended up taking like over 100 women's pictures of their vulvas. And it was interesting. So he had a couple of friends to help him pick out a gynecologist, some of the pictures, and he self-published the book. And it was really interesting because I thought it was quite empowering. And myself, I had never seen another woman's vulva other than like myself, like in, you know, with the mirror. So I was quite curious about it because there's so many different types. Like they really understood why he called them petals, because it's just like they really look like plants. And each one of them out of the 48 looked completely different, which kind of blew me away. So how does that work when somebody is buying a toy sometimes in terms of trying to find the right fit? Because as you're saying, the bodies change and they constantly evolve as we age.
Oh, yeah. That's what's so exciting. That's why it is for women. Like when I get to deal with, you know, talking to women about it, I always ask them, you know, especially with buying toys, the first thing I say is like, think right now the type of sex positions and the type of orgasms that you like.
Mm.
And then from there, I, you know, take that information and try to work something that would work for what they're telling me that the type of sex that they had, that they really enjoy. And then that's usually, once they get that part, then they're like, but I want to add this, I want to add that. And that's where I keep kind of tapping into those sex toys. Like, why not try a little bit of this? Like, do you like high-pitched or low-pitched? There's so many different vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of women take a really high-pitched vibrator because it's a real fast. And the reason why we like the fast isn't necessarily because of our orgasm. It actually happens to do with our time in our life, because we're very now. We're now society.
We are. We're definitely a fast food society in so many ways. We want to be satiated so quickly.
And I think what happened with sex is over, like, you know, I'm getting closer to 40 now, and you think of sex as like, you know, you weren't really supposed to talk about it when we're in school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, orgasms, like who talked to their parents about that in like, you know, the 80s and 70s and stuff, right? So we think of orgasms like when we have one, it's supposed to be quick. And so when we have sex with a man, a lot of times we don't have that orgasm. Mm-hmm. So we're always thinking of trying to capture it. But so it's a very quick, instant thing. So what I always talk to women is like, you've got to realize the high pitch gets you off very quick, and then the lower ones will be more long lasting. But when you got like 3 kids and, you know, 2 jobs, sometimes maybe the high pitch, like, you know,
it might be better. I've had people mention that, like with Tantra, like, for example, where I really encourage it because I think it's really good for building intimacy. But again, I've had that comment from some of our listeners where it's like, who has time for
it? Exactly. I don't even have time. That's why when people say, well, you sell sex toys, I'm like, yeah, but I still got a kid and all this other stuff. So high pitch, just go, you know. So when it comes down to the different sizes, a lot of times I say, well, what position do you really like that you is memorable in your mind? And then I work from it from there. But as people spend more and more years with me and then they have a couple parties or, you know, they order from me, then we can start working with their time frame.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one thing about the sex show. So say a couple went last year. Mm-hmm. Well, this year it might be a totally different genre that they're looking for.
I was going to ask you about that. Last time I had you on the show, it was right around recession time.
Yeah.
And one of the things we talked about was the trend in terms of sex toys, where people were buying a lot of attachments when they'd come. And no pun intended or pun intended, depending how you want to look at that. But they were looking at a lot of attachments as opposed to buying new toys. Have you found that's changed? And what do you predict for the show, like in terms of...
Well, the rechargeables are gorgeous.
Okay.
Fantastic ones out there. I've seen the new Sassy and the new Lilos and everything. The price is still really expensive. Like, you're looking over $100. So
is it better for the environment, though?
It is, absolutely.
Don't have to put it in a landfill?
Yeah, it is.
Can just
a
keep
lot
putting
better.
It inside.
It's silicone or TPR, so it's hypoallergenic, amazing material, but you're still looking at hundreds of dollars. Now, I still don't recommend that for a beginner, because what if you bought that and then the pitch wasn't what you wanted, or the vibration, or the different speeds to it? So I think that, you know, people who have been to the shows before, those are probably what they're looking for now, because the price is fairly reasonable, especially our dollar now is almost at par again.
That's true.
So it is a little bit better. But if you don't still know exactly what you want, I still think the attachments and the more reasonable priced
might be a better fit for...
But yeah, money's still tight, you know? You've got to still budget it out, like...
And figure out what is the best for you.
Exactly.
Which can be challenging at times.
But the rechargeables are beautiful. I saw the new ones, and they will be at the show, from the Wii Vibe to the Sassy to the Lilos. Fun Factory has a new one, too. Oh, they're just gorgeous, but still, over $100. Some of them are $225, I saw.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the new Sassy is really cool. It's from the States. Actually, I do know the company who has them. I just saw them at the woman show, Hanky Panky. They have them. I think they're 200 and something plus. But they are, you know what? Check it out.
Okay.
And you'll know what I'm talking about. Like, it's a really cool design and vibrations. But still, you've got to spend that kind of money, right?
Mm-hmm. And you got to see, is the orgasm worth it or not? Or is it time to explore and see what else is new that might work? It might stretch a different direction.
Well, that's why I still think with the attachments, what I've done now at the parties is certain clients, they've seen me a few times, and now we're talking more about how to improve positions. Because with the stress, believe it or not, the stress goes to our lower bodies, especially to our lower back, that even changing the angles of how a missionary style position is, changing the legs on how it either curves around the man's back or all the way up to his shoulders or just down by his leg, the stress in our lower back, just based on, you know, our situation in our life, can totally alter the way we change our orgasms.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. There's a book actually called Sexual Reflexology out there, which I found really fascinating. It was a really neat read where you could actually heal your partner depending what angle, everything from your kidneys to stress release. So I thought it was quite interesting.
So I think people will look for things like that at the show too, because sports sheets have a huge presentation. That's right. They're on one of the seminars as well. And that's all about correcting positions. They originally started with all that bondage, you know, all the ropes and everything. But now they're doing proper position with different tethers and different ropes. And
is sports sheets the one where you can actually get the sheets that you put them on your bed and it actually has everything built in already?
Yeah, you can get, they have different ones. They have anchor pads now, and I saw, like, under bed restraints.
I'm trying to visualize all this in my head,
They have a new G-spot or a doggy-style strap. They had a lot of new ideas, and they're doing a really good job of marketing that at all the shows, so they will be there as well. And, you know, those prices aren't, you know, like, remember, we always assume bondage is we're spending hundreds of dollars. They've got things for $30, $40, $50, $60 there.
Which is great. I remember last time I went to the, when I saw the bondage work, BDSM, like, especially for bondage, where they're talking about just, you can even use some things from the household, too, mm-hmm. which I thought was fascinating with that. So, saran wrap. Which I thought was really interesting, actually, and cut holes in it so you can lick and taste and put things in.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, so I thought that was neat, which is a really cost-effective way. And if you want to go really recession, you can follow, like, the... I don't think they probably did this in the Great Depression, but maybe our relations were kinkier than we thought. Because I know my great-grandmother used to wash saran wrap so that they could reuse it. So can you imagine that?
Oh, wow.
Which
it's
if
very
that's,
thrifty.
It's very thrifty. Although with that, if that's the case, just with new some of the new information out there with sexually transmitted infections, with hepatitis C, even though it's Health Canada is not considering it a sexually transmitted infection, it is just being careful if there's any blood play
mm-hmm.
with that, especially because this, it can actually last outside the human body for up to 4 days. So with that, if it is, so it may not be the best idea if you're doing blood sport to keep your saran wrap, even though if it might be good for the environment, it may not be good for your health.
That's
and
true.
You know, we want to live and be healthy. Well, let's take a really short break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking a little bit more about how to approach your, if you've got something in mind and you do know what you want, how to broach those conversations and how to use the show to figure that out and make your life happy, healthy, and of course, sexy. Because of course, you're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, so you must be sexy. And if not, you're on your way there on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
The Honor Roll Sushi Bar. Get maki rolls, rice bowls, and bento boxes made fresh all day. Don't forget to ask about our party platters. Located in the basement of the Sub, the Honor Roll Sushi Bar is open Monday through Friday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the Sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm concerned, my talents are favorite.
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And we are back at Sexy and Van City Radio, as you just heard, which to my friend Tyler Flexman, who may be listening tonight, who always teases me about just how sexy we sound when it's listener discretion is advised. Yeah, it's a little bit sexy. Anyway, we listened to a little bit of Skinny Puppy's Addiction, and it's the Cam FDM remix, and they were just in town the other night, which was really cool. Actually, Jim Cummings, who I played at the top of the hour, iBrain Eater, was just saying that he got to party with the boys last night, and I met up with them just got to catch up, and it was a really good show, which I wish I got to see it, which would have been absolutely fabulous. Which, who knows, maybe they'll stay in town and we'll run into them at the Taboo Sex Show, which is this weekend. And if you're just joining us right now, if you Twitter at Sexy and Van City and Twitter people and tweet the fact, all I want, let's say, what shall I get you to tweet? Giving away tickets to Taboo, just tweet me at Sexy and Van City, Taboo, Taboo, Taboo. And you might just want a pair of tickets. Or, of course, if you're listening and you want to Facebook me, you can do that too. Or, of course, classic email, kitten, KITTYN, at sexyinvancity.com. And on that note, I've got a very sexy, beautiful woman in the studio right across from me. I know we've got to get a webcam in here so we can show all that. And I've got Laska from Sex Ed with a Twist, which would be great, because last time I had her on the show, some of the feedback I got was from a couple of the listeners were just like, I wish I got to see some of the pictures of some of the toys that we were chatting about, because we were talking about abundant women and just how they could use different toys to pleasure themselves more, whether they're not with a partner or not. So it was a really awesome show, which you can check out if you haven't listened to that. And with that, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to use the show as a tool to get what you want in your sex life when you bring your partner to there. So, Laska, you must have a lot of couples that, whether or not you see them at the show, as you're mentioning, from year to year, where their needs change over time. Mm-hmm. And as well, you also see people where you do the home parties as well, which, by the way, sexedwithatwist.com, in case you want a book, because this lady is wonderful. When I used to work at Aradia Fitness, we had her in, and she does a fantastic job at the parties. So, you're welcome. So with that, it can be really, really fun if you want to see to play and have your friends, or have a Jack and Jill party where you can have your partner there. Or if you feel a little bit more comfortable with the anonymousness, if there's such a word, of strangers, you should come to the show this weekend. And again, I am giving away tickets, so please tweet us at sexyinvancity.com and tell us why you deserve tickets in 140 characters or less. So, Laska, what would you say is a really good way in terms of for couples to, if they're going to have that conversation with each other when they go to the show, what might be a good way in terms of just getting the ball rolling?
Well, I think even when I do the parties, right, and not just Jack and Jill, but with women.
Okay.
That women, let's be honest, will talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our men, they don't talk so much about sex.
That is true.
It's hard. I mean, you know, one of the things that is like, what are you supposed to say? Oh, honey, go left, go right. You know, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. I want to, you know, because we want to dictate because we're very systematical.
Mm.
You know, it's true. And one thing I do teach women is, you know, we're talking about the vulva lips. Mm-hmm. You do know that based on our moon and our time, that it can change from left to right.
No, I did not know. Yeah, please tell me about this.
Yeah, it's one of the things I talk about a lot in at home parties and through the education is like, you know, have you ever noticed that when your man goes down on you, sometimes you're more on the left than you're more on the right?
Yeah, and sometimes you just get squeamish and those knees clenched together
and you
end up turning them not to.
Yeah, it can go either way. So I feel kind of sorry for men because they think that they got it right last week. It doesn't mean this week it was right. Because, you know, believe it or not, men are very, they just follow a system. Like, you know, if you really watch them masturbate or, you know, and when you give them a blowjob mm-hmm. or especially with sex, there's lots of, it's very rhythmic.
Yeah.
They can be almost a little bit repetitive, especially in just their movements.
That's true. And even with lips, like as we were talking about, like just in Petals, that the movie in the book I was telling you about, that was 48 different types where they each one of them looked completely
different
to me. So as a man, I mean, it must be really cool because you never know what you're going to get when you look, whether you're going to get a rose or a tulip or an orchid. But, you know, all of them are beautiful in different ways. But that, yeah, I can understand that. And especially with moon time, that would be really
So sometimes you're
different.
Left or sometimes you're right. So how mm-hmm. do you say to a man that, which they don't even understand, right? So one of the things I always say to women is pay attention to how your man reacts. When you're on the show floor looking at products, look at them, look at their face.
Mm.
They give away a lot because
okay.
their excitement is always in their eyes. They won't say it verbally. You know, it's like asking a man to tell you that he loves you. Good luck. You know, that's just the way they are. So pay attention to if you pick up a product and you're like, honey, would you, you know, that would go in this way. And you just look at his face instead of saying, what do you think?
Hmm.
You know, because, A, that's breaking down maybe a little bit of masculinity if they say okay to using a toy. You know, everybody's different.
Human, yeah.
So look at their face, and if they're getting a little bit of spark going on, you're pretty good to get that, maybe that purchase, you know? You want to look for that spark.
Okay.
You know, and that's why when you're looking at a product, you're going, that would be inserted here, and that would be doing that.
Mm.
You know, you kind of explain it. Let him just kind of, you watch his face. When you get that spark, you know it's a done deal.
Yeah.
So that's what I always say to women is, like, just try to encourage him by, you know, saying he can watch a little bit. And he picks up a little bit. Men love watching.
Maybe. They are. They get 90% men and women get 90% of their information from what we see and 10% from what we hear because we think in pictures.
Yeah.
And if the picture stops matching what the words are, well, we stop listening. And on the note in terms about the I love you factor, yeah, never make ultimatums. It's just not a very healthy thing. If it's going to be there, it's going to be there. And people say that they love you in so many different ways. There's a great book called The Five Languages of Love that actually has all the different types. And sometimes if you watching your partner, how they like to be served, where they're, for some people, it's like take the garbage out and that's showing you love, you know, mm-hmm. that's showing them that you love them. It's that other people need it physical very specifically. Sometimes I like recommending to our listeners sometimes where it's like, if you see something, it's like, you know, I like to try that. You know, what do you think? But it's pretty much the same with what you said, where it's just like always asking. So it's always offering in terms mm-hmm. of that as opposed to being demanding and saying, we're doing that Saturday night.
Yeah,
5 o'clock.
You want to see that spark. Like mm-hmm. sometimes it's even hard because, I mean, I've been in a relationship for a long time and I don't really bring up, you know, oh, I want to try this, I want to try that. I kind of wait for kind of a little spark, like, especially when I have a new product, I'll be like, well, this works this way, and I kind of look more for the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the done deal. That's
yeah.
when I can introduce things. And I think if your man's going with you to the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, or your partner, and they kind of have that kind of spark and that kind of curiosity, and they're really checking something out
mm-hmm.
without saying too much, I would go with that. Nice. A lot of times, just really go with it and get as much information that you can. But it's also about just exploring it, like just looking at something and going, let's get creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because it might work for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So even when I do my teaching, I try to always say to women, look, there's like, you got to think of 10 different ways to use one thing. And that's what's so much fun, is being creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we just all cook chicken the same way, wouldn't it be incredibly boring?
Which is why you got to think of all that, so you get the value from it, especially in our so-called recession days.
Yes, be creative and just kind of think what works for you in the past and how would you improve on that in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at toys or outfits too, look for that out. Like if you put on a great pair of shoes and the way he's looking at you, you know that that's what he wants without him saying, just buy that, because sometimes men don't say that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I've actually got a secret in terms of how to get a guy to go shopping. You're going to basically figure out, tell them before you go shopping, regardless whether, I think Taboo would be an easier sell than going shopping for pantyhose or something like that, unless they have a fetish for that, which would be a little bit different. But it's basically, let's see how many places we can get away with touching each other in the store without getting caught. And if the ultimate jackpot would be having sex in the change room.
Yeah, that would be all right.
And then it kind of builds anticipation. So even if you end up having sex in the car like teenagers after your shopping spree, sometimes it's a lot in the mind as well, even though I think toys are amazing. And that was one of my, it brings me to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of toys for boys? And I know we've touched on it about a year ago in terms of some things. And before the show in the green room, we were talking about cock rings.
Mm-hmm.
And just that 9 years ago when that was one of the first products that you'd manufactured. And how has that changed? Have they become more popular? Are guys more comfortable exploring or...
With toys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still a woman's market. I'm going to be honest. It's still women dominate with vibrators.
Even in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. And I mean, the gay men market is completely different, and I don't have a lot of experience in that. It's just like the women market. That's a very different market that I don't have a lot of experience in. So this is just straight heterosexual women that I kind of know about. And from my experiences, that they still dominate for buying toys compared to the heterosexual male market.
Hmm.
Even when I sell online and things, I have to say it's still women and men buying for their women or for their relationships. But cock rings are still popular. The other one is there's different types of different cock rings. They actually have a rechargeable one. You probably see at the sex show too. It's called the Bobo or something. It's from the Lilo group.
Okay.
It's really nice. I think Little Sisters, if they're going to be there, they do have it there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a really, but it's also, you're looking at like maybe $60+.
Okay.
So it can be a little expensive, but it's very cool. It's nice silicone.
And it's recyclable because you can recharge and keep for a while, which is great.
And then, you know, a lot of men, they like the lube. You know, I cannot stress enough. That is probably what men should buy more of.
Lube.
The reason why is really good lube, like with good natural ingredients, nice aloe, vitamin E, you know, more organic ingredients, because it is a skin area.
I was just going to say, it is
very
skin.
Important. You know, we want to moisturize every part of our body, and that is should be moisturized just as much as our face, elbows, feet, you know, is. And some of the ingredients that men have used for masturbation in the past is incredibly toxic for the skin.
Sorry, I had this vision of the movie American Pie in my head where he used the glue.
He glued himself to himself.
It's like, hi, I've glued myself to myself. Can I have an ambulance? And having to call, because that would be very humiliating and very embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, but imagine what happened to his skin.
Oh, sorry. I just felt
so
everything
young.
Clench.
You want to take care of the skin.
It'd be circumcision in the most uncomfortable way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many things. Like, One of the things we talk about at the parties is, especially for Jack and Jill parties, is men that use petroleum jelly products, like Vaseline. A lot of hand lotions have too much perfumes in it, things like that. So that's what's really great about the show, is that you get the chance to test. There's different little samples. You want to test it
on the rest, like you would with perfume?
Just like perfume. The reason why is because any sort of allergies, immediate allergies, unless there's like some serious allergies, will show up here in a redness.
Okay.
You know, that isn't so discreet. Like, you don't want to be going anywhere private at the public show. So that's why I always say the inside wrist. And not only the woman should test, the man, because you never know if you're going to be using that for sex, too.
Of course, because you might put it inside the condom, which makes it really pleasurable and enjoyable.
So that's what's great about the show. You can try out all these different lubes, and especially for men, if they can try out something, they feel that it's like, oh yeah, that would be good. It's got some good ingredients. It's a little bit healthier than what I've been using. Who knows what, you know, I find lots of different things that men use for masturbation, especially soaps too.
I was just going to ask, yes, I've had some of my listeners actually write in about that, or I'll email in, I guess, now these days, but just about trying to have sex in the shower and using soap as a lube, which it's like that just does not work.
And there's so many great lubes out there, and every body type is different too. So you've got to get out there and just do that little sample and find something that works for you. You know, and that's what's great about the show for men, that they could go ahead and try these out in an environment that's not threatening.
Yeah, it's safe, and it's a pretty fun night. Like, there's burlesque dancers going around. There's people who are completely body painted.
I know.
Yeah, where they're, and I always double take where it's like, oh, I thought they were wearing clothing. I guess they're not. And sometimes that's a good thing and a bad thing. Sometimes there's some really great entertainment on the main stage.
Yes.
And it varies depending on the act. Some stuff is fantastic. Other stuff, I just, you know, but that's why there's lots of different things to do. There's so much to titillate your senses in so many different ways.
So for men, too, they can check things out and see things for themselves. So you're right, it is. It can be a lot of fun. It's all about taking it in, you know? Just sit back and enjoy. And and the other thing is, we get to, it's an over 19 event, so we get to have alcohol all the way through. It's not like we have to sit in a beer garden.
Even though with that, if you're having sex after, that would be one time you really want your lube, because it does dry up. So if you're having alcohol in your system, and if there's too much, erectile dysfunction may happen, which kind of defeats the purpose of building up all that anticipation. You get home and so not cool. So
no, that's true.
That would be, it almost, I can almost imagine the clitoris where it's gotten totally engorged, and all of a sudden where it just puckers up and hides under the hood again. So that'd be really, really sad.
Yes.
So it'd be very, very sad. That's traumatic. I just wanted to ask, what would you recommend to somebody if they, well, preferably a lady or same-sex couple, if their partner finds it insulting that they want to use toys? Have you had that with where they might have to, in terms of what language to use to educate, where it's to enhance their sex life, not to take away?
Absolutely. One of the things is that I always believe in masturbation as being more, I actually teach it that it's more of an exercise. It's about breathing, and it really helps us from, especially for women having sex. A lot of times our culture is such a shallow breath, so we actually breathe from our chest up, not from our diaphragm. So one thing about masturbation is that we actually learn and teach ourselves how to do deep breathing, which helps us with our sex orgasms during penetration.
Of course.
So that really helps out. And then it's also a really good exercise technique to help get everything in check, I call it. Just keeping everything in tune, because women that don't masturbate, a lot of times I say it really helps with cramps during that time of the month, especially just before or after. It gets the blood flowing.
Yeah.
It gets circulation within the breasts, because it is actually one of the best things to get our heart rate up to 140 beats per minute without actually getting on a treadmill.
I was actually going to say, I've done a couple shows on having sex as fitness.
Yeah, so it's very important. And so what I always say to women, if you can do that, to talk about that first, then the other thing, actually, what I always say, instead of a vibrator, why not try just little tiny cock rings with little nibs on them and try to do it for a blowjob, just to kind of get him feeling like it's not always just about you and vibrators. And never do any phallics, because you don't want to bring a replica penis in to find a threatening... You don't want to threaten your man's penis, so don't be bringing in something that can threaten it. So
especially maybe, if it's twice the size.
Yes, bring something small, tiny, just very discreet, a little sleeve with nubs that you can just use manual, whether it's on yourself or while you're giving a blowjob or a hand job, so that he kind of goes, oh, it's not just a replica penis.
And
go slow.
So very gentle, very slow. And also, too, if they're ever interested in a threesome... And that can be kind of fun, too, where perhaps taking a cock ring and actually putting it directly under the balls, especially if it's got the vibrating piece. And it's just like, honey, if you're doing me from behind, just pretend that there's somebody there actually licking you.
Yeah, I see. He's just saying something like that.
So it's just visual, where you just paint those pictures. Sometimes it's good, too, watching movies and things like that, whether or not... actually, you know what? It's interesting, speaking of movies. It's almost like women with... sometimes some women, not all women, in terms of pornography, sometimes they get so upset and consider it a cheat. And it's almost, in some ways, almost like a parallel where some guys see it as a cheat if a woman can't get off with him, but she needs a vibrator or a toy to get her off. It's interesting where it's just that misconception on both sides of our sexes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's based on just old, I call it, you know, taboo issues, see?
No, it's insecurity.
It is.
You are listening
a lot of insecurity.
Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Security of, yeah, the porn. You know, I have to be honest, even I don't like a lot of porn out there.
There's a lot of, well, it doesn't really establish intimacy, and what's kind of scary with the internet, we really are, you touched on it earlier in terms of being a fast society, in terms of fast orgasms, I call it fast food society.
Maybe that's why I don't like it either.
Because it doesn't establish intimacy, and it kind of reminds me of online dating. Even though I've met some great friends that have found love online, but one of my issues with it is sometimes I think it's just a click away to find somebody else. And it's one of those things, even though I think it's great, because sometimes we do work longer hours these days and we don't have the time to go out and we don't want to go to a bar to find somebody or something that works. And I think it's one of those things with pornography. And sometimes there is addiction to toys. You and I were chatting on the break about Sex and the City, about Charlotte, for example, where there was that episode, which she, Tortoise in the Hair, I believe you said.
The first season.
Where she got addicted to the rabbit, if I remember correctly, and they couldn't get her out of the house because all she wanted to do is masturbate with it. And there is addiction to toys. There's addiction to porn as well, especially internet porn. That's one of the, I believe that's the number one addiction right now. I'll have to check my stats. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things that I teach women, especially when we do the toy parties, is that we really work with trying to enhance using those toys in relationships or just using it as a masturbation to kind of help get everything, I call it, in check, right?
Yeah.
Just feeling good about yourself and just, as it does, it relieves a lot. It's better than aspirin.
It does. It's definitely really good. And the other thing about that, too, in terms of that, is I love the fact that you're encouraging everybody to breathe. Actually, Dr. Ian Kerner, who has the sex detox and wrote She Comes First, He Comes Next. And he really, really recommends having a breath practice, first with yourself and then with your partner as well, just so that way you can actually stay connected. Because I think that's really key, especially in our fast-paced, fast-food world. It's so important to just kind of go back to the basics, going for natural lubes, natural everything as much as you can, wherever you can, because I think it's really, really key just to go back to the basics. Because they ain't broke, so let's keep taking care of things, even though it's really good to go out there and see what there is.
Mm-hmm.
Find what works for you, and it doesn't matter. I remember the first time I actually went shopping for a sex toy. I brought one of my girlfriends who had five vibrators, and I bought the one that she bought because of the fact I figured she knew best, because I didn't know, and it wasn't the best fit.
No, everybody's so different, and that's what this education and the taboo is, that you get all sorts of information so you can make your final decision based on what works for you.
Yeah. So what is next for you, Miss?
Well, believe it or not, I'm actually working the show. so I'm looking forward to it. But I'm working for a candle and a lingerie company, so it's going to be kind of exciting because I know nothing about this. So I'm looking forward to being on the show floor, but not selling sex toys. Because I think I need something a little bit different. So
okay.
I don't know that much about lingerie, and I don't know that much about candles, so I'm looking forward to it. And then, of course, I've got lots of parties and lots of things going on. And, yeah, I don't know with the Olympics what we're going to be doing, because it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of business here for my industry in Vancouver. So we might be going to Winnipeg for the sex show. There's in February.
Okay.
And then Red Deer. So I might be leaving for the, during the Olympics just to...
So in other words, people should be booking you for parties before Christmas is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but then Valentine's Day, because Olympics doesn't start till what, the 12th, right, February?
Either that or they should be buying gift certificates from you now, so that way they can give for Valentine's Day and pick out things that they really want if they want to do that in the privacy. So if they go to the Taboo Show and find, explore all sorts of different things. And there's some really cool things there, too. In terms of the tickets we're giving away, those are from DB Financial, which we had Dave Chen on the show not that long ago.